I'm joined by Beth Weisung, who is the director of one of my personal favorite nonprofits, the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program. How are you, Beth?
Oh, I'm great. It makes me feel good to hear you say that. It's one of my favorite nonprofits, too.
It's totally delightful to tune in to hear kids on the radio and to work in close quarters with them and see directly how much of an impact it makes when they're able to express themselves and feel confident on the radio. So what drew you into the program?
Well, I was an educator in the public schools for about 8 years here in the Roaring Fork Valley, and I wanted to see education from a different perspective. And I somehow landed in my dream job without knowing it was my dream job, but I ended up here at KDNK and started working alongside Stacy Stein and was doing the program director role. And then when Stacy decided to change paths, I ended up as executive director. And all of a sudden, I was using my passion for education and communication and music and community radio. And now I'm here and I get to work with the kids. And it's just, like I said, my dream job.
You mentioned that this is your dream job. What are your favorite things about the job?
The kids. Although I saw changes in kids in the schools, I really see it here at the radio station. If a student comes to do a radio show in the 2 hours they're here, I see growth instantly. They become more confident. I see it in an hour of them being on the radio. Excuse me. I see it when they leave the radio station and they feel empowered and they're excited about what they had just accomplished. And so the kids are really the reason I think this is such a powerful program. They develop and blossom and grow as learners and thinkers and participants in the community. They really get to connect with the community. And so that's why I like the program so much.
And where do you see the program evolving from here?
We're really excited about recording the amount of kids we did last year in the schools. We partner with schools, and last year we recorded over 1,141 kids in 22 different schools from Aspen to Parachute with about 30 different teachers. And so we basically did classroom projects to showcase students' work in every community from Aspen to Parachute. That's going to be a big, hopefully, evolving portion of the program. I have conversations with teachers in Leadville about partnering with them to get kids on from Leadville. And I really hope to grow that part of the program and record more students out in the RE2 school district and out in Parachute. And I have a personal goal of recording 2,000 kids next school year. I'm going to need some support to pull that off, but I think we can do it. And I think that's a very important part of our program is going into schools and taking the larger community into the school and then providing an authentic audience for students to showcase their work.
So who is Andy Zanka?
Andy Zanka was was the first youth DJ here at KDNK. And he went over to the Dinkle building when he was 9 years old because his sister Anne Marie had a radio show. And he became a part of the KDNK community, and the adults let him be on the radio. Unfortunately, he passed away when he was 21 years old. And because of that, his sister started the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program with the mission of putting kids on the radio at no cost and giving them a way to express themselves. And we know that radio combats isolation. She knew that radio helped him, and she wanted to provide that opportunity for other kids. And KDNK jumped on board, and now, 18 years later, we have a youth radio program that's thriving and that I think is unique to the state of Colorado and, to our knowledge, the country.
For people who want to involve their children in the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, how is that done?
They can contact me directly at beth@azyep.org, or they can call the station 963-0139 and ask for the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, and we'll get them trained to be a DJ. And, you know, we have 6 hours of live radio on KDNK a week, which is a lot. However, there's kind of a waiting list. So we can't get kids on the radio every week, but we try to get them on once a month or every other month. So, you know, hopefully I'll be recording some of their kids in schools. And yeah, you know, there's always options to join the news team too. So just reach out and get in touch with us.
And I understand that there is a fundraiser party this Sunday.
Yeah, so this is the fourth year we're doing a live broadcast from a celebration about youth radio. And this year it's a little bit different. It's more of a family fundraiser. All of the ASYEP families are going to come, supporters are coming, and it's at a private residence, but it's open. If you want to contact me and come, you can email me at beth@azyep.org. And most importantly, we're doing a live broadcast from the party. So from 2 to 4 on Sunday afternoon, this Sunday, we will be having testimonials from ASYEP DJs and parents and teachers. And we're actually going to launch a collaboration with CARE, Colorado Animal Rescue. We're going to do a pet parade on the broadcast at 3 o'clock, encouraging our listeners to adopt animals into their lives. And it's just going to be a great event. So please, if you want to come, email me or make sure and tune in to hear some great speeches from our ASYEP DJs. They've been working really hard to prepare.
Why should people support Katie and Kay?
Well, I could go on for hours about that because I personally love Katie and Kay. I'm a DJ here. But I was writing my speech for the party this weekend. And really what it comes down to is that Katie and Kay connects the community. And I know that's part of the mission, but it really does. And I really value the access it gives to students and adults alike. And it's a space where anybody is welcome. And I think that in this day and age, we really need a place that keeps us connected. And this really does it at a local level. I heard somebody recently say, KD&K is hyper-local. And I just love that because I think being connected locally is really important right now. And I love the fact that KD&K supports the youth voice, but I also just, I love the fact that it supports every voice. So I really want people to donate and support Katie and Kay because it keeps that voice going in our community.
Thank you so much, Beth Weisung, Director of the Andy Zanke Youth Empowerment Program.
Thanks, Raleigh, so much.